Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into David Hume's A Treatise of Human Nature. It tries to be the Newton of the mind. Sophie, did it mess with yours too?
It really did. David Hume's A Treatise of Human Nature opens with the image of building a castle on sand, because every foundation he tries keeps shifting. He wrote this in his 20s, aiming to explain the mind the way Newton explained gravity. The results are deeply unsettling.
So where does he begin? With a split between impressions and ideas, right?
Yes. Impressions are raw sensations, like the burn of a stove or the sound of thunder. Ideas are faint copies, like remembering the burn or replaying the thunder in your head.
And he says no idea exists without a prior impression. So a golden mountain is just gold mixed with mountain.
Exactly. That means no innate ideas. Everything comes from experience.
Right. Then he uses that foundation to tear down cause and effect. That's where my brain started to hurt.
Think of two billiard balls. You see the first roll across the table and hit the second. Then the second rolls away. But you never see the force that passes between them. You only see the sequence.
So where do we get the idea that the second ball has to move? It feels like we see it.
He says you only see events in sequence. After seeing the same pattern many times, your mind forms a habit of expectation. You feel compelled to expect the second ball to move. That feeling of expectation is the only impression behind causation.
That's wild. If I push a glass, I don't see the cause. I just see the glass move and fall.
You see movement and falling, but not the push. Your mind projects the cause from past conjunctions.
So habit is the real foundation of our belief in causes.
And all our reasoning about the future rests on it. You can't prove the sun will rise tomorrow without assuming the principle you're trying to prove. It's circular, yet we can't help believing it.
So he's not saying we should stop believing. He's saying we can't help it.
Nature forces us to believe it for survival.
Okay. Then he goes after the self. He calls it a bundle of perceptions, right?
Yes. He looks inward and never finds a stable me. He finds a collection of perceptions, like a feeling of warmth, a memory of a conversation, or a desire for food. There's no single owner behind them.
I still feel a continuous me tying those moments together.
That comes from memory. Memory links past and present perceptions, creating the fiction of a continuous self.
So my identity is a story I keep telling myself.
And it gets revised each time you remember. You're recreating the past, so your self is always shifting.
That's both freeing and terrifying.
Then comes his famous line, "Reason is the slave of the passions."
Right. I always thought that meant we're just emotional messes.
It means reason can't motivate action. It can calculate the best means, but the ends must come from passion. If you have no desire for self-preservation, reason alone won't move you. Without a passion, reason is completely inert.
Example?
Crossing a desert. Reason shows the distance and water needed. The desire to live makes you stay in the shade.
So passion provides a fuel. And morality is the same. We feel approval or disapproval before reasoning.
Exactly. Moral judgments are sentiments, not conclusions. When you see a good deed, you feel pleasure. When you see cruelty, you feel pain. You don't reason your way to goodness. You feel it first.
Right. And justice? He says it's artificial, created because we're selfish and resources are scarce.
Yes. Justice is a human invention. Because we're selfish and resources are scarce, we create rules about property and promises. Then we build governments to enforce those rules, knowing our short-term selfishness can overpower our long-term interests.
So the state is a practical tool that feels modern.
It is. That's why his philosophy feels like a wrecking ball. But his final message is liberation.
Okay. How so? He tells us to play backgammon and laugh with friends.
Because if reason can't give certainty, we can stop pretending it does. We're free to trust the instincts and habits that keep us alive and even make us happy. It's a return to ordinary life, like playing backgammon with friends.
My takeaway is that beliefs are habits, not proofs. I can hold them with humility and be gentler with those who disagree.
If you want to go deeper, the full summary of this book is on the 7-Minute Books app, along with thousands more. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, with infographics on many of them. Plans start at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Check it out at 7minutebooks.com/app. So the big message is that you are a creature of habit, driven by passion, living in a world you can never fully know. That's not a reason for despair. It's just what it means to be human. We'll see you in the next one.